Hello, and welcome to Wicked Wednesdays, your podcast on kink, BDSM, and poly relationships. My name is Wicked Fellow. Welcome back. This week, we're going to talk about topping from the bottom, what that means, how to avoid it, and how to spot some red flags that tell you that your dom may not know what topping from the bottom is. I want to take a moment to welcome some of our new Patreon supporters, Kay and Midnight. I will be doing an updated Patreon scroll. I'm still researching that and trying to figure out how to make sure every single Patreon is listed in that. So if you haven't heard your name or seen your name, don't worry, I will get to it. So, what is topping from the bottom? I get this question quite a bit, and generally, topping from the bottom means that in the power exchange, dom, sub, slave, master, whatever your relationship style is, there's the power side, and then there's the control side, right? The dominant and the submissive side. Topping from the bottom means that the submissive side is trying to direct or run the relationship. It can be a bad habit that some subs exhibit. That's true. And there is sometimes a tension between doms and subs as to what exactly topping from the bottom is. There are a lot of doms who feel like any input from the sub side, anything, whether it's a need, want, desire, is somehow topping from the bottom. I disagree with that. And I think that the questions that I get frequently from subs are, how do I tell my dom what I want without topping from the bottom? Right? That's a very, very common question that I get. Previously, I've talked about how important communication is between a dom and a sub, and a great way to avoid topping from the bottom is initiating the relationship by having open, clear communication on your needs, your desires, your wants, what works and doesn't work for you prior to starting the relationship. When you meet as peers, when you meet outside of a power exchange relationship, that is an ideal time to say, I like this kind of play, but I do not like this kind of play, etc. However, just because you didn't cover something at the very beginning of a relationship doesn't mean you no longer have the ability or permission or right to communicate with your partner, whether you're a dom or a sub. Once a power exchange relationship has been established, it can be very difficult for subs to communicate those wants, needs, desires with their dom without it seeming like they're trying to run the relationship, without it seeming like they're topping from the bottom. And I believe it's really important on the dom side to invite that conversation. That is part of the power exchange. It's not me giving up power as a dominant to sit my sub down and say, I want to know how this relationship is working for you. That's a power move. That's not a subservient move. And I think a lot of doms forget that. I'm inviting their input. Just because they say they want something doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to do it. It doesn't work that way. But I, as a dom, want to know what's going on with my sub. I want to see the things from their perspective. I want to understand the relationship from their perspective. There might be some misunderstandings there. I do try to keep a very close feel and finger on the pulse of my subs, not just to make sure they're alive during breath play, but also to see that the relationship is going the way I want it to go, because I'm in charge, I'm in control, and I have responsibility to make sure that it's working for both of us. A lot of time, power exchange relationships tend to work very well for the dominant side, but the submissive side tends to get left behind, or their needs don't tend to get met because the focus and power and direction are coming from the dom. So I think it's imperative for doms to regularly sit down with their subs and say, tell me how things are going. I want your feedback. Did you like this play session? Did you like the way we did X? Is there something you want to try? Again, this is in no way ceding control of the relationship from the dominant. It's getting input from the submissive. The submissive may say, I want to do this new thing that I read about. And the dom may reject that and say, no, I'm not interested in playing that way. Or they may say, yeah, that sounds like fun. We should try that. That's not topping from the bottom, right? If the dom invites the conversation, and gets feedback from the sub. They need to listen to it and not just discount it out of hand. That's very important. If you want your submissives to be honest with you and open with you and share with you what's going on with them, you do have to pay attention. Again, that doesn't mean you have to do everything they say. It doesn't work that way in a power exchange relationship. But take their concerns and their information seriously. Don't discount what your subs are telling you. Now, there are a lot of DOMs who are fairly insecure in their dominant style, and they see any kind of suggestion from a submissive as topping from the bottom. They're being bad. They're not allowed to ask for this or that. They're not allowed to express their concerns about this, or they're topping from the bottom. And a lot of inexperienced and insecure DOMs will use topping from the bottom as a blanket excuse to be a dictator. And I know that sounds strange in this kind of power exchange relationship. Aren't we supposed to be dictators? Yes and no. Remember that our power is a gift from the submissive. They're choosing to follow our authority. They want to be pleasing. They want to be polite. They want to obey and do as they're told. But it's a choice. If your sub doesn't have the choice to say no, then you're not in a healthy dominant relationship. They need to have that power. And for me as a dominant, that's the only kind of power exchange I'm interested in. I don't want to browbeat or intimidate or threaten or guilt trip or in any way cajole my submissives into doing what I want. I want them to do what I say because they respect me and they want to do what I say. That doesn't mean we don't push limits. That doesn't mean that we don't give them hard challenges that are very difficult for them. That's fine. But if your sub has something they don't want to do, and you do want to do it, forcing them to do that against their will, using your power exchange relationship, is abusive, in my opinion. You have to understand where your limits are. Even in relationships where there are, quote, no limits, no rules, no whatever, right? Katya and I have a complete power exchange relationship. She has given me 100% authority. So technically, I could do whatever I want. I could say, go shave your head. And according to our relationship, she should immediately do that. However, that would be a huge hardship for her. That would not make her life better. That would not help her. That would not do anything besides give me an inflated sense of ego and importance that I can command this person to do this thing. Koch's work requires that she not necessarily have a very out-of-the-ordinary appearance. Now, for some subs, that might be totally fine. They may be in a position in life, they may be in a work environment or a social scene where shaving their head isn't a big deal. It's kind of cool. Maybe it's kind of punk, and that's a fun thing for you guys to do. I'm not trying to tell you that that is verboten and that you should never do that. There are relationships, and I've seen them. I haven't actually been in one where I did that, but I've been in relationships where that was something that was done, and it was fine. It was exciting and thrilling for the sub because it was so edgy. And it worked for that relationship. So while I have the authority to tell Katya to do that, I'm not going to do that. It does not benefit her, doesn't benefit me, and it would be an active disincentive for her to want to be under my control. So while I have complete and total authority, I still am very conscious of how my decisions and my commands and my rules affect her day-to-day life. That's very important. And I will frequently joke with Katya. If she wants to do something or says something or has a desire, I will say, careful, don't be topping from the bottom. She knows I'm not being serious. She knows that I take her concerns seriously, and she is allowed to express whatever concerns she has. Something that I have always instituted in my play is that my subs are never allowed to ask for specific things. So what does that mean? We call it the blanket rule. They are encouraged, commanded in fact, to tell me their needs. So if they are cold, I want them to tell me, sir, I'm cold. Awesome. That's great. That's perfect. What they're not allowed to say is, sir, I'm cold. I want to go get my gray blanket. That is a subtle difference. And what it does is it keeps them in that mindset of communicating their needs, communicating their wants, but not suggesting a solution to those things. If we're in a scene, maybe I want it to be cold. I might want it to be uncomfortable. I might want it to be dark and scary or whatever. And I want feedback from my sub. Sir, I'm cold. I know I've made it very cold in here, and I'm not going to make it warmer until I choose. Sir, it's dark and I can't see. I know. I want it to be that way, right? These are the things that I want in our relationship, but I don't want to hear, sir, I want you to turn the heat up. Sir, I want you to turn the lights on. Sir, I want you to do X, right? There's that difference between stating their needs, stating their desires, and suggesting a solution. So in our play, the suggesting a solution is topping from the bottom in a gentle way. It's not really bad topping from the bottom, but that would be the difference. Tell me that they're cold, good. Tell me that they want a blanket, bad. That's how I run my life. That's how I do my relationships. You might have a very different way, and I am not in any way saying that your way is wrong, unless your submissive is incapable of communicating to you their desires in any way, shape, or form that you don't see as topping from the bottom. I think that is wrong. I think you need to be able to give them the latitude, even if it's a very, you know, regimented, specific, once a week we sit down and you give me a report on how you feel and what you need. That's fine. And you should encourage that as a dom, even if you're in a very strict slave-master relationship. Some subs never have this problem. They never top from the bottom because for them, the very idea of making a suggestion or speaking out of turn, etc., is just anathema to them. They couldn't imagine making that kind of suggestion to their dom. In other relationships, what I think happens is the submissive begins to become unhappy with the play, with the relationship itself. And they start angling for changes. They start angling for things that they want to see. They start making suggestions for ways to play and things that the dom should do, etc. That can verge into topping from the bottom, depending on how those needs are communicated. And there may come a point in a relationship between a dom and a sub where the dominant has an idea of what they want the relationship to be, and the sub has a very different idea of what that relationship should be. That can become an impasse. That can become a situation where, yeah, the sub is trying to top from the bottom. The sub is trying to direct the relationship, how the relationship works, the rules of the relationship, the direction of the relationship, the style of play, all that. If it goes against what the dom wants, then yeah, that is topping from the bottom. That is trying to control the relationship from the submissive side, from the receiving side. As a submissive, it's really important to understand going into a relationship, you know, is this person that I'm interested in playing with my kind of dom? You know, I want to be bratty and I like to be a little naughty and I like to push back. And I need someone that likes to play that game, that can accept me being a little bratty and can put me in my place because I find that really exciting and thrilling. There's nothing wrong with that style of play if you're working with a dominant that enjoys that style of play. I don't do that. That's not the style of play that I do. If I was to initiate a relationship with a sub and they made it clear to me that they really like brat play, they really like being bad, they like breaking the rules, I would know immediately, well, no, this is not a good relationship for us because I want my subs to obey. I want them to get their fulfillment from obedience, and I want them to get their thrills out of that challenge that I give them. I may give them a very hard task to obey, and they have to work really hard at it. And if they achieve that, that's where they get their sense of thrill and fulfillment. I don't want a sub that is pressing against the rules and doing things purposely to antagonize me, to initiate that kind of fun punishment style play. Again, nothing wrong with that. It can be super fun. I've seen people have a great time with that. It's just not how I play. So if I had a submissive that wanted to explore that, I'm not the right Dom to do that with. And if I felt like they were pressing against that boundary, if they were purposely breaking rules, if they were purposely being disobedient, if they were purposely trying to shift the nature of our relationship from a very strict, you do what I say, to a more playful, maybe I'll do what you say if you make me, that would be topping from the bottom. That's them trying to direct the relationship in a way I don't want it to go. And because I'm the kind of dominant I am, I'm not going to shift on that. You know, personally, as I said before, I would not want to initiate a relationship with someone that wanted that style of play because it's not what I do. And I'm just using that as an example. There's lots of styles of play that I'm not necessarily interested in. You know, for example, if someone wanted to do suspension with hooks, that's cool. I think that's exciting. It's not what I do. So I'm not the right Dom for that. And if my submissive really got into that and wanted to experiment with that and try that and kept pushing me to do it after I told them, no, I don't want to do that, we're not playing that way, that would be topping from the bottom. That's the sub not accepting that the relationship they have isn't the relationship that they want. I think that's where you really get into genuine topping from the bottom. A sub's in a relationship, it's not going the way they want it to, and they try to change the way the Dom plays. That is topping from the bottom. And the only real remedy for that, if you've communicated with your Dom and you've said, I want to try hook suspension play, and they say, no, I'm not going to do that, you can either accept that and realize that's not going to be part of your play, or you can go play with someone that does want to do that. That both of those options are perfectly legitimate. What's not legitimate is trying to convince, cajole, persuade, get your Dom to do that, even though they've told you they don't want to do that. There's no term for Doms topping from the bottom, but I frequently talk about the fact that if you are a dominant and you want to play a certain way and your submissive doesn't want to play that way, you cannot force them to do that. It's the exact same thing coming from the top. It's the same bad behavior as topping from the bottom would be. And I should probably coin a term for trying to get your sub to do something they don't want to do, which is what topping from the bottom is, trying to get your Dom to do something they don't want to do. Both of them are equally bad. It doesn't matter whether that is coming from the power side or the receiving side, the Dom or the sub side. If you're a dominant and you want to play a certain way and your sub's not interested in that, you are just as wrong for trying to cajole, guilt, pressure, force, intimidate them into doing that as they would be if they were trying to get you to do something you didn't want to do. That's a lack of respect on both sides. Doms need to show respect for their subs. Now, that respect can look very different than what it does from the sub side, right? Respect from the sub side might be, when I come home from work, I want you to kneel down and take my boots off because that's a sign of subservience and respect to me. And I want you to do it joyfully, and I want you to be excited to do it, and I want you to take joy in that act of service, right? That's something that I might train with one of my submissives. That is a sign of respect. Some would see that as somehow demeaning or degrading. And in the style of play that I do, it's not. It's a sign of service from my sub, just as I serve their needs in my way, because I respect them. I might do things that are very degrading in a scene if my sub is excited by that, if they take joy in that, if that's something that's fun for them, if they like being degraded, I'm happy to do that. I don't get a necessary thrill or kick or kink out of degradation play by itself, especially if my sub isn't into it. So if I'm working with a submissive and we do a little degradation play, and afterwards they tell me, sir, when you said those things or when you made me do that thing, it didn't make me feel good. It made me feel bad. I didn't like that. I want that feedback because I will ask. I will post scene. I always ask, what worked for you? What didn't work for you? Did you enjoy this kind of play? Because I want that feedback, because for me, that is what I get off on in play, is fulfilling my partner's needs. Sometimes that comes from introducing them to something they've never done before. And so we'll play in a wide gamut of styles outside of the things that I know they like, because I like to keep things fresh and interesting and fun. And so if I do some degradation play with a partner that I've never done before, I don't know necessarily what their reaction's going to be. They may find it really stimulating and thrilling and exciting, or it may be a huge turnoff for them and they may not like it. So that's why I want that feedback. And if they give me that feedback and they say, yeah, that didn't work for me, you know, either it didn't do anything for me, or it made me feel bad. It did not make me feel sexy and fun and exciting when you called me those things or when you did that thing. I didn't like that. Because I respect my subs, that means we don't do that anymore. That means I find something else. I find another thing that is fun for me and fun for them. If I was a dom and I was really into degradation play and that really turned me on, and I tried it with my submissive and they said they didn't like it, that means we don't do that anymore. It doesn't mean we're just going to keep doing it until you like it. I don't like that style of domination. In that situation where we have a dom that wants to do degradation play and a sub that doesn't want to do degradation play, that sub making it clear to their dom, I didn't like that, that is not topping from the bottom, right? And that's what I want to make super, super clear, is a genuine need, desire, feeling, something you need to communicate with your dom, even if it goes against what they want to do, that's not topping from the bottom. Again, topping from the bottom is trying to convince your dom to do something they don't want to do. It's not expressing your needs and desires as a submissive. I want doms to frequently ask their submissives, how are you feeling? What's going on? What do you like? What's working for you? That's an excellent way to avoid them topping from the bottom in your eyes. You're in control of the conversation. You're inviting that feedback. You are in control. That's a good thing for a dominant. If you are a submissive and you feel like your dom is not receptive to hearing your needs and the relationship is not fulfilling for you, things are not going the way you would like them to go, or you're uncomfortable with one thing that they do. You love the whole relationship, but there's this one thing they do that really doesn't work for you. And you don't feel like you can communicate that with your dom because you're afraid of topping from the bottom. Again, to me, the intent is 90% of it. If your intent is to communicate your needs to your dom and you go about it in a way that's, you know, sir, ma'am, there's something I would like to ask you. May I have permission to talk to you about this? If you come at it from a position of respect and subservience, if you come at it from a position of, I'm just trying to express a need to you that I have, whether that's something that I want or something that I don't like in our relationship, if you feel like you can't do that with your dominant, I think that there's a larger problem with your relationship than just that one thing. I know that some relationships have very, very strict controls on how the play works. You know, for example, there are some master-slave relationships where the slave isn't allowed to speak. So that makes it kind of difficult to communicate their needs. Now, in those relationships, they don't tend to play like that 24/7. That's for the play space only. I've done that many times. I'll gag a sub or tell them you're not allowed to say anything, knowing that their safe word is exempt from that, obviously. That can be a very fun style of play, but sometimes that bleeds over into the overall relationship, and the sub is very much discouraged from voicing their concerns, from telling the dom what's going on with them, from expressing their needs and desires. I think that's unhealthy, and I think that if you are a sub in that kind of relationship, and it's not fulfilling to you, it's not making you happy, you have needs that aren't being addressed, you have concerns, you got to take the chance. You have to sit down and say, I need to speak with you outside of a play situation. I need to speak to you as a peer. I need to express these concerns I have because they're not going to get better on their own. They're usually not something you can ignore and just keep on going with. So for subs, if your Dom is not inviting you to give feedback and you have feedback you need to give, remember that ultimately you are responsible for your own health and safety. No matter how much control you've given to your dominant, there's still another person, and you alone are responsible for your overall health and safety. So if you need to talk to your Dom, even at the risk of, quote, topping from the bottom, you got to do that. Don't suffer in silence. Don't let it get to a point where it ends up being a relationship-breaking problem. If your Dom is doing something and you don't like it, and you continue to allow them to do it, and you never tell them you don't like it, it can be very jarring a year down the road if you go to them and say, I've thought about it and I really don't like being spanked. If being spanked has been part of your play for a year, that can be a problem. That can be difficult. That can be kind of whiplash for the dominant who, if you never expressed to them that you didn't like spanking, that can be a sign of distrust. That can be a sign of a much deeper problem, right? And I'm just using that as an example. And I know I've said in the past, sometimes an aspect of your play was once a lot of fun for you, but it's become boring, or it's become tired, or it's become something that you don't look forward to anymore. While that is similar, it's not exactly the same thing. There should be that communication throughout the relationship, is all I'm trying to say. Don't sleep on these problems. Don't continue to do something that you don't feel like doing, that isn't fun for you, that isn't fulfilling, that isn't making you happy. There's nothing wrong with communication in a healthy Dom-sub relationship. So, you know, yeah, even if it is spanking and you've done spanking every session for the last year and it's just not working for you anymore, it's your responsibility to communicate that with your Dom. Doms, I feel it is your responsibility to ask your subs, how's it going? Get those updates. Don't always assume that you know everything that's going on with your sub. I'm pretty intuitive. I have a really good grasp on how my subs feel, and I still ask all the time, how are you doing? How are things going? Is this play working for you? Are there things you want to try? There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's a very good and healthy thing for a Dom to do. Okay, I need to get this out. I have a lot of editing to do, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys again next week. I think that covers that pretty strongly. I'm always welcome to questions, comments, things that you want to talk about some more. I know that last week I said I was going to continue the conversation on BDSM as therapy. I will get back to that. Someone reached out to me that's involved in a alternative therapy kind of mindset, and they had some really good thoughts on BDSM and therapy and how that works. And I'm hoping to get them on the show. If I can't get them on the show directly, I will relay their comments and thoughts to you. Thank you guys so much. If you want to be a supporter of this podcast, go to wickedfellow.com and you can find all of our sites there. You can find our Patreon there if you want to become a member. There is a weekly update that I post to Patreon, and there's some behind the scenes, there's some photos there. I am trying to grow that and make that a more fun place to hang out. I've long threatened that I'm going to do movie reviews and some other fun stuff like that. We might even be able to set up some live chats where you guys can do a Q&A with me live in camera, if we can do that on Zoom or something. Sort of a community event. I think that might be fun. Or we do a movie watch along. Any suggestions? I'm welcome to that. I'm open to that. But yeah, the Patreon is at wickedfellow.com. All of our sites are at wickedfellow.com. The podcast is hosted there. So if you're looking for back episodes, you're looking for transcripts, that can be found there. A note on transcripts real quick. Both Apple Podcasts and YouTube have much better transcription software now. When I said transcripts are available at the website, I misspoke. There's not actual printed transcripts at the website. I was never able to do that. But Apple Podcasts, I know, does it very well now, and YouTube has a closed captioning feature that is pretty accurate. So if you, for example, if English is not your first language and it helps you to see the words on screen, I highly recommend checking out these podcasts on YouTube where you can see my pretty face and you can also read along. If you don't want to do that, I know that Apple Podcasts has a transcript that you can just read. So I might see if I can copy and paste that onto the web page where the podcast is hosted. And if I can go back in time and do that with all of the podcasts that I've done, I will do that so that there is a transcript. I know that some people, it really helps them to be able to read what I'm saying. So anything I can do to facilitate this communication, I will do. So, as always, consent is king. Take very good care of each other, and I'll see you next week.